Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 22nd at Arena Green West. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
On the last Monday of baseball's regular season, we were blessed with Beat the Streak drama that played out over all 3 days of the weekend. We'll get to it, but first, 702.
The 0-1. Albert lifts it in the air out to center. Going back, Reynolds at the wall. He's done it! He's done it! His final regular season home game, number 702. He's tied the game. He's tied Babe Ruth all time in runs batted in. 2,214.
Are you kidding me?
The insane final year of a Hall of Fame career rolls on, and notice that this is yet another Albert Pujols home run that affected the game. Tied it up, though the Cardinals would end up losing. A 45-minute pregame ceremony honored Albert and Yadier Molina yesterday, and then Molina, Pujols, and Adam Wainwright were all removed from the game together so they could walk off as a trio with two outs in the fifth. Baseball is good at facilitating moments like that. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. Going into action on Friday, two streakers were chasing Kiyoshi Lotus 26 and the top streaker prize of $10,000. The drama. Sean Breen took the day off on Friday. Okay, life happens. Whatever. He stayed at 38. Cubs W23 was at 35, and he doubled down with a goal of hitting 37. Bryce Harper went 1-for-4 for the Nationals, so that worked. And the double down was this terrific young Blue Jay, finishing up an incredible month.
Here's Bo Bichette. Bounces one fair down the right field line. Merrifield will come in to score. It'll be an RBI single for Bichette to make it a 9-0 game as Bichette sets a new franchise record for most hits in a month, any month. That is his 48th hit in the month of September.
Cubs W23 at 37 into Saturday, right behind Sean Breen at 38. Both streakers picked the same guy on Saturday as the Mets were getting swept in Atlanta. Oof. Their terrific hitter, Jeff McNeil, was at least doing his job.
Into left field. Alonso is coming around third base. And of course, McNeil gets another hit. He has put the Mets in front here in the fifth inning. How do you pitch to this guy? It's a 2-1 Mets lead.
So there we are. Sean Breen at 39. Cubs W23. Well, there was a double down with the Angels' Taylor Ward. He was on fire at that point, was Ward. 10 hits in his last five games going into it. But 0-for-4 with two Ks. And Cubs W23 finishes at 37. That's brutal. Hot hand, though, Ryan. I get it. Taylor Ward, 10 hits in 5 days.
You can't trust any Angels. Even Mike Trout, he might walk, you know, four times and only register one at bat. You just can't trust the Angels. With a streak of 37, this is not quite Tyler Naquin-esque.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, okay. But you are judging him fiercely.
I judge everybody on this podcast.
Yeah, you do. I love that about you. So just Sean Breen was alive into Sunday at 39, six back of 45 with 4 days to go. So that meant he needed to double down at least two of those days to get a share of 10 Gs, three of the remaining 4 days to try and win it outright. So Sunday, a double down it was. First pick, JT Realmuto of the Phillies, who rolled the Nationals, and JT showed some power.
Out toward right field. Lane Thomas is going back. That ball's well hit. That ball is gone! Opposite field into the bullpen. It turned out to be a long one. JT with his 22nd home run of the year. It's 8-0 Phillies.
All right, one down, one to go. Christian Yelich of the Brewers, who needed a win to try and stay alive behind the Phillies for that last wild card. Brewers down 2-0 in the eighth. Yelich at the plate with a man on third.
And on the first pitch, a ground ball. Diaz will flip it to Bleier. A run will score. Yelich with an RBI. Brewers are finally on the board.
Yay, an RBI grind out, but no help for Sean Breen. That's the at-bat in the eighth inning. But wait, the game goes extras. Lucky streaker. Yelich gets another at-bat in the 10th. Ground out. But it goes to 12. 12 innings. Marlins up 4-3. Yelich with another at-bat in the 12th. Sean Breen, his last chance alive.
Full count. Scott deals. Yelich takes ball four. First and second. Man, good at-bat there by Yelich. That's a tough matchup for a lefty. And he moves the line, and now it is Adamas.
And the Brewers lose in 12. Willie Adamas flies out. Keston Hira strikes out. Brewers get eliminated. Christian Yelich goes 0-3. Actually, they didn't get eliminated. My bad. They're still alive, but barely. Christian Yelich goes 0-3, right? Aren't they still alive? Ryan, I should know these things.
They are still alive, just like the Mets are still alive for the division. But it's very unlikely.
It's very, very unlikely. But okay, see, it's a baseball podcast. We should know these things. And guess what? Between the two of us, we do. Christian Yelich, 0-3 with three walks. Sean Breen is toast. Hell of a run. Thank you to both streakers for the fun drama to round out the season. I did not expect it, frankly, a couple of weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, there we were with some drama. And I appreciate that sometimes they'd pass or take a single pick. And it was sort of maddening, but it did extend us for a few days. Because it's over. With 3 days left in baseball's regular season, six is the max that could be added to an active streak. No one's going to get to 57 and $5.6 million. No one's going to reach 45. So Kyoshi Lotus, 26, is the sole winner of the top streaker prize of $10,000.
Attaway, Kyoshi Lotus.
Way to go, man.
26.
Way to go. Yeah, 26. Sometimes you drop the 26. Give the man the full credit of the moniker. If I remember correctly, I believe 26 is the age when he found out that he was part Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Kyoshi Lotus is about. And I forget what it means, but you know, maybe I'll hop on and re-explain it to us.
We would love to have him on to discuss the fact that he just won 10 Gs.
$10,000. When we come back in a moment, you'll get our picks for the day for anyone still chasing a season high or just playing along for fun. And we'll also tell you what's coming the rest of the week, including a chance for you to win big money in the playoffs. Seriously, it's big.
What's up, everybody? I'm hosting a new podcast, No Mercy, with Stephen A. Smith. That's no, spelled K-N-O-W, mercy. Listen as I pull back the curtain on all things beyond the world of sports. My No Mercy podcast will be 3 new episodes every week, making this podcast a great one to add to your weekly routine. On No Mercy, I'll be interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. I'll be sharing my thoughts on social issues, politics, and beyond. The goal is to keep an open dialogue, of course. I want to spark your curiosity and give you answers from a different perspective. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion on breaking news and entertainment stories that'll leave you motivated and informed. Don't worry, I'll always offer my comments about what's going on in the sports world, too. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tomorrow, we will have info for you on a postseason game in the MLB Play app that could win you $50,000. Yeah, you heard right. 50 grand will go to one person who has the best single day at a certain game within the MLB Play app. We will explain. It's not Beat the Streak. Beat the Streak will not continue into the playoffs. Boo-hoo. So we're done after Wednesday. At some point, as we mentioned, we hope Kyoshi Lotus 26 joins us and celebrates the 10 Gs. On Wednesday, the man upstairs, Greg Clayman, is going to be our guest. The man who invented the game, who feels an understandable affection and ownership over it, as it has not produced a winner in all of the years of doing it. It's clearly a good and difficult game, and Greg Clayman will help us put this season in perspective. And then on Thursday, as the regular season is officially over, Ryan and I will look back on our year doing this with you and give you our playoff predictions, too. There are 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 17 games in MLB today as teams race to try and wrap up the regular season. Couple doubleheaders out there, Yankees and Rangers, Tigers and Mariners. But you know the games that matter, they involve the Phillies and the Brewers and the Braves and the Mets. And that's it in terms of what is decided. Some placement decisions going along within the wild cards as well. But we give you our picks right now. Ryan is up first with the fourth pick.
So, Speaks, I was on Wikipedia this morning, and I searched Great American Ballpark. And under the title of owner for Great American Ballpark, I saw Ian Happ's name. Why? Because he owns the Reds in Cincinnati in that ballpark. Ian Happ has a career OPS north of 1,200 in 135 career at-bats at Great American Small Park, as I like to call it, with a .333 batting average. Plus, Happ is hitting .364 in his last nine games. He had three hits on Sunday against these same Reds, and Happ is 2-for-3 against Hunter Green this season with a home run. So Ian Happ is my pick tonight.
That makes all the sense in the world. Ian Happ loves playing Cincy, especially there. Time now for my Daily Double A. All right, analytically, Freddie Freeman, best hitter in the National League, and he faces Jose Urania of the Rockies. He's not good. 42 plate appearances against him is the biggest sample size for anyone today, and Freeman has a .400 career batting average against him. That was easy. So you're thinking Cubs W23 should have done some stuff like that, you know, go with some bigger names with proven track records rather than trusting Taylor Ward to finish
probably off
his streak.
Yeah, that would have been justifiable.
Yep. So Freddie Freeman for me. And then anecdotally, look, players that care this time of year are everything. If you're in a pennant race, it's easy pickings. Of course you care. But if you're not, and most teams are not, a lot of guys tend to pack it in. Kyle Farmer of the Reds cares. He plays hard always. Had a couple of hits Saturday at Wrigley. Now going back to Cincinnati to start their final homestand. He leads that raggedy-ass team in games played, at-bats, hits, RBI, runs scored, and homers, too, now that Brandon Drury is a Padre. I like Kyle Farmer. It's fun to pick players you like. I have an existing streak of 3. My high on the year is 9, but I choose anecdotally because it makes me happy. Let's go for 5 with Kyle Farmer.
You buried the lead that Kyle Farmer leads the Reds in home runs with 14.
What is he, on the White Sox? Yeah. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily inside the hits or else you'll miss the final 3 days. And make sure you're listening to the show wherever you get your podcast. Play the game. Well, no, don't play the game anymore. Beat the Streak Daily inside the hits drops every weekday. That means the next 3 of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. It is a production. This is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, but especially ours, Ian Happ, Freddie Freeman, and Kyle Farmer, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.